When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and look at all the cool stuff that is posted there, the great stories and videos and all of that. And if you would see, like to see, they titled it the, I think, post of the century, technology or nature conquers technology. So Nathan, you ought to go to our Facebook page and scroll down. I think it's the second post, I think, but it's nature winning over technology, and it's a great picture. And I think he's trying to find it now. And
oh, there we go. I see it.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
I won't spoil the surprise, but yeah, it involves a bird. I'll say that.
Yep. And actually, I can't tell for sure, but I think it's a golden eagle. It's not a bald eagle, but I think it's a golden eagle. But so if you would, well, what's the title below the photo?
It says, yeah, you're right. The picture of the century, nature defeats technology. It's actually going to be below the picture. That's why I didn't notice it at first.
Right, right. Yeah, the picture of the century. it's a good one. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World, get there and take a look at nature defeating technology. It's a good one. It'll crack you up. All righty then. Hey, it is, I told you, Seafair Sunday. That means we're into August already. Holy mackerel. It's the 7th of August. It's the first weekend of August. I don't know. It just seems that time is flying so fast. And since we really didn't have spring, it's like, well, what's happening to summer? But it is a glorious, sunny Sunday morning here out in the Pacific Northwest. Because it is the first Sunday of the month, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll be checking in with all of our regulars, and let's see, we'll start with Meow Cat Rescue in the first hour and Help Animals India. And Eileen's got a phenomenal announcement, a big trip that she's making, and then we will be talking to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and we've got my favorite guest from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Dr. Morley Venkatro, the only doctor of yoga I know on the planet, but he will be with us to close out the show today. So, I'm looking at Nathan, and the first thing that just jumps out at me, Nathan, because of course, I'm zooming in today. Nathan's in the studio, I'm at home, but we of course can see each other. He's got a really nice Seattle Mariners shirt on. And I don't normally wear sports shirts, but I'm looking at that and I'm thinking it's got to be intentional because it's the coolest one I've seen. And it's one that I would wear because it's a pretty light blue color, and it's got, you know, Seattle Mariners on the front, but I don't know where you got it, but it's got yellow and blue stripes all the way down the arms. And that's got to be to stand for Ukraine. Or is it a coincidence?
No, actually, just more of a coincidence. This is a retro jersey from the Seattle Mariners, probably going back to like the 70s, I want to say. But it was
so
one
we
of
were
their...
supporting Ukraine in the 70s. But
yeah,
I mean,
you can say that.
But, you know, you see all the flags now flying, you know, the half blue and half yellow. Mm-hmm. And so when I see blue and yellow together like that, that's what I think of is Ukraine. So I'm thinking I would wear that shirt because it's like double duty.
Well, actually,
so it's from the 70s. So it's a way back. So that was not the intent, but you certainly could pretend.
Yeah, this is from one of the annual promotions they usually do at Seattle Mariners games, though. Offer a throwback retro jersey from the Seattle Mariners that they give away to like the first 10,000 fans or whatever. So this is from last year's retro jersey night, and when I got the jersey at the game.
All right. Very
and
cool.
They had a retro jersey, in fact, yesterday, but it was for the morning game, not the evening game. And their time around, they had the primary color was white, and it was more like a kind of a modern type colorings, but still like the same type of older lettering and design.
All right. Well, yeah, it turned out, Nathan, that you really are a huge Mariner fan, and you know, and you and your border collie Abby, you all went to, you know, Bark in the Park and all of that, and it seems that you're and I was so thrilled last night because all of a sudden I'm getting texts from Gary. See, you did. I'm getting texts from Nathan because from the Mariners game, because he's got hot scoop, big announcement from the Mariners. And of course it's right in line with what we do. So we're going to cover that. But so I'm always thrilled when he texts me from stuff that he does, cause then I feel younger and like I'm involved. Not only, was he at the game and last evening, but it was kind of like a Animal World reunion because I joined from afar. You were listening to Gary Hill does the pregame stuff for the Mariners now.
Ta-da!
Yes, he does.
Hello, Gary. So anyway,
well, he does a lot of he's the Mariners broadcast producer on the radio. So occasionally we'll hear him on calling some games, and he does some pre and post game shows too. So yeah, if you get a chance to listen to Mariners Radio, you'll hear a familiar voice from Animal World.
Yeah, Martha's radio spouse, who unfortunately we had to kind of divorce because I mean it really wasn't intention. It wasn't that we wanted to do that, but you know, Gary's passion and heart was always in the sports department. So he was with us for the first 8 years of Animal World, and anyway, so it's always fun to hear about what he's doing. So you were at the ballpark. Did you go out to all the games? Do you have season tickets or something, or
no,
you just are there all the time, it seems?
Occasionally I get tickets handed out from work, and my neighbor is also a season ticket holder, and sometimes some friends will ask if I want to go to a game with them. Or they'll just be a special promotion, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, like this retro jersey. And I might go to another game just to snag some of those deals.
All right, cool. So you can just be our official Mariner reporter and all of that, since you seem to be on top of everything. So what... I would say, you know, what do the Mariners have to do with Animal World, and what's the big scoop that has more to do with us than everybody else on the air today?
Yeah, so the Mariners actually yesterday just signed another player for their team, according to what the clubhouse says. Let me go back to this down here, and it said, they were scouting out some new players. They ran people in there and cross-checked them. Jack Mosaman, who's the director of Major League Operations, was involved and got big-time numbers on this player, so they went high in the draft, and they're very happy to sign the next addition to their club, a 4-year-old golden retriever mix named Tucker.
Yay! We have a dog. The Mariners have a dog. How cool is that? We have a dog mascot and his name is Tucker. Now, there's only seems to be one photograph of him so far. I actually thought it was a yellow lab mix. But it says golden retriever.
Well, I don't know. It says a mixed Labrador. So yeah, excuse me on that.
I think it's not a golden because it doesn't have the long hair. Mm-hmm. Looked like a yellow lab mix to me. But apparently he's a retriever, and he's already been interviewed and says they asked him what player he likes the best, and what did he say, Nathan?
He said he likes any player that is playing fetch with him at the moment.
Yeah, that's his favorite player. Who's
and
ever
then on that, it looks like there's a picture of J.P. Crawford kind of on his hands and knees getting ready to throw the tennis ball down the hallway.
Ah, that's cute. Now, we were hoping that he might make an appearance last night at the game since they just rescued him yesterday. But and that Nathan would be able to get some live photos or something. But he didn't actually show up in public at the game last night, which is, you know, when thinking about it, that's probably a lot better for the dog. They just rescued mm-hmm. him yesterday. And so taking him out in a big stadium full of people and all of that would probably not be the wisest thing to do right off the bat, especially if they want him to love this whole affair of being the Mariners mascot. So they'll have to get him used to it gradually. And hopefully Nathan will be there when he makes his first appearance and gets a sneak peek for us. And if he gets some photos, we'll get him up on Facebook. So now apparently he already has a following online, Nathan. I wrote it down. I'm technologically challenged and I'm old, so I don't do all the newer types of communication. And I'm email. I finally know how to text, and but all those other things, the Twitter, you know, the tweets and all that, I don't do that stuff. But apparently you can follow Tucker, the Mariners dog, on what is it? Twitter?
On Twitter.
And what do you call it again? At Mariners Pup.
Yes, that's his Twitter's handle. And the name of official name for it will be Tucker the Mariners Pup.
Uh-huh.
And you'll just see a picture of the yellow lab mix sitting in T-Mobile Park.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So we will keep you posted on all the happenings for Tucker, the new mascot of the wonderful Tucker, our new mascot. That's really fun. Well, I doubt that we can get him into the studio for an interview, but you never know. Anyway, thanks for the great info on that. Let's see. We got to officially get the show started here, so we stay on time. But I just want to know we've got some more stuff going on today. Well, you know, we've of course got our little mini heat wave because I think we're heading up towards 90 today and then again tomorrow. So we've got a couple of days of heat, Nathan.
Yeah, that's what it's looking right now. The heat advisory is currently in effect until Monday evening. So today and tomorrow, and high temperatures are not, I mean, they're close to 90, but not super close. There'll be 86 today and 87 tomorrow. And luckily, overnight, it's going to dip down to the low 60s, so we'll see a lot of relief from the heat overnight and a good chance to open up some windows in your house and cool it down.
Yep, so it shouldn't be that bad, but very important that you pay attention to your dog friends and animal friends, you know, today and tomorrow, and your kids. Don't leave them in the car. And if you're doing Seafair today, I said don't bring your dogs, or be sure you don't be leaving them in the car. That sort of thing. And then we've got the Blue Angels. And I think if I heard it correctly, Nathan, I think they fly at 3:05 today. At least that's what I heard on the news last night.
That's correct.
There we go. So you got that noise going on. I think one of the things I love most on this time of the year about living out in the country is that we don't have to listen to the jets and the noise. I have to say, for the years that after my mom passed, and many of you know about that, but I moved in to live with and care for my dad, and so lived in his house in Laurelhurst for, you know, 8 years or so. And Nathan, it was something else. We had a balcony or a deck on the back of the house. And when the Blue Angels would fly, we would go out on the deck because the flight pattern that they fly during one of the sequences, one of the jets would fly right over our deck. And it would be so close, you could see in the window and the cockpit, you could see the pilot and the helmet and all of that. So it was really close and really loud. And Annie Golden Retriever hated it, of course. So this is where your jolly routines come in, you know, your prep for the 4th of July and getting that all done. So make sure that you're paying attention to your animal friends. You can do the same thing with your dogs that you do to the 4th of July, and you can put a little baby oil, mineral oil, or oily ear ointment in their ears and mush it around. That coats the eardrum and tamps down the sound. You know, you can keep them inside and, you know, turn the radio or the TV on low. Not the hydro channel, though, because if you're trying to avoid that sound. And then, of course, when they go over, do not calm, soothe, and sympathize. Get happy, get jolly, and get the highest value food reward out you can get. And oh boy, bacon, oh boy, liver, whatever it is, and start changing the way your dogs feel about it. But you have to set the appropriate example. All righty then. So let's see, before we take care of advertisers, looks like we'll be out of the heat after tomorrow, but we still got to pay attention to taking our animal friends and leaving them in cars, because not a safe or good idea. Just wanted to let you know that I had a wonderful evening of animal TV last night because Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, marathon on Animal Planet again. And my gosh, there just isn't any better animal show to watch. It's so educational. And if you truly need an example and motivation to know what devoting, you know, to living a life of service, you're not going to get a better example. I also wanted to say, just in my own personal follow-up, my Hummers are coming back slowly, as Natasha predicted, although I'm only getting the Anna's Hummingbird back, and that's because I invited and I continue to invite the Anna's to move back in. I have not invited the Roofies and so forth, and none have showed up. But they're beautiful and I love them, but they're aggressive and they chased all my Annas away and then they left. So I'm inviting the Annas back and hopefully the Roofies stay away, and we will have our regular population back again soon. And also, Nathan, I told you, I think that, I got a little bird bath and got that set up. And that Leanne from Wild Birds told me about putting the twigs in, and I got the little UFO thing that keeps the water moving. So it's working and keeping the mosquitoes out. And I just wanted to say, woohoo, the bird bath is a success. And I have seen robins taking baths and juncos there. I haven't seen a hummer take a bath yet, but I'm working on being around when that happens. So I'm real happy about all of that. And gosh, I've got one question from a listener. Loretta called and left a message and wanted me to mention something about feeding birds, wild birds, and she likes to feed her crows. And crows are very intelligent, and they have a wonderful relationship with people if you're kind to them. And Loretta has a crows that she loves and wants to feed, but Nathan, she's having a problem because feeding the crows is attracting the rats. And so she called and said she would love a wonderful suggestion as to how to get rid of the rats without having to poison them and all that sort of stuff, but still be able to feed her crows. And what I have to tell you, Loretta, is I'm sorry, I don't have all the answers, and I don't have a good answer for that. I don't feed the birds, the wild birds, the songbirds, because, and one of the big reasons is rats, not only because they've asked me and I've been advised by Mother Nature not to feed songbirds, but I do the hummers, but not the songbirds. And one of the problems I got into when I did major feeding of songbirds at my farm for so many years was rats. And there isn't an easy answer. And those little buggers are so smart, and they'll get into anything, and they can even tightrope walk. You know, I put things on wires and hung them up, and darn, you just go out with your camera and watch these rats tightrope walking across the, but they are so clever. And I don't know of any way to get rid of rats without poisoning or trapping. Now, I agree, I would not do the poisoning because you don't want them running off being poisoned and then somebody eating them that would be affected. So really the only solution I found to mice problems and rat problems, it's the old standard little traps. Not fun. I don't like it, but it's kind of like when I talk to Divine Mother and Mother Nature, it's kind of like it's me or the rats, it's you or the rats, and it's okay to do this. But anyway, I don't have a good answer. Nathan, have you got a good answer?
What about having a good rat hunting cat around your house that can patrol and keep the rats away?
My experience with that is often, Nathan, the rats are too big and too scary for the cats, and cats won't do rats. They do mice and shrews, but not necessarily, and moles, but not necessarily rats. Some will, but you need a good, and that reminds me of Facebook, because I posted the greatest, I'm going to pull that up here just for a minute so I can tell you how many down it is. One, let's see, two, three, four, five. Gosh, where was it? It was a really, I don't know.
Still has to do with cats?
Well, it's.
Because there's the one with the therapy cat.
Okay, here it is. Okay, you got to go down. I posted it on July 30th. And it's a video, Nathan, and it says, when you buy a cat to get rid of the rats in your garden. So let's see, it's one.
Oh,
two, three, four,
I think
five,
I know.
Six,
oh, no, that's the one about eight, checking nine, your pots and ten. Soil and
it's,
planters.
It's about 11, 12, 13. It's about 15 posts down.
Okay. Oh, but there's the floating dogs. Oh, yeah, it's going to be like a video and you put rolling on the floor laughing, ROTFL.
Yep, that's it. Okay. Watch that. And because it says, when you buy a cat to get rid of the rat in your garden.
Okay, oh, yeah, I remember that
it's one. It's a calico cat. It's a calico cat in the grass rolling and hugging a rat.
To be fair, like, though, this is a kitten, though, isn't it?
It appears to be a younger cat because it's about the same size as the rat. But anyway, so I'm just, anyway, certainly, you know, you can have a cat that's a ratter, but in my experience, you can't count on rats, or you can't count on cats to do a great job eliminating rats because the rats can intimidate the cats. So you got to have a tough cat. So I don't have a good answer for that. All righty. Let's see. We better get cracking. We need to take care of advertisers. Let's do that quickly. We'll come back and start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then get to our first interview. Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue is joining us shortly, as soon as we get things, as I get us caught up here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. I'll show our St. Francis prayers and affirmations coming up, and then we'll start Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Stay right where you are, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206 841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I think I'll talk to you about our advertisers a little later in the hour. Let's go ahead and officially start the show, though, before we are too much over time. And if you haven't been here before for that, I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of Saint Francis prayers and then a whole boatload of affirmations to get us all spiritualized up for the day and the week. All righty, here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, for us human animals now, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. That's our prayer section. Now we've got our affirmations. And by the way, this part of the show is voluntary. You can say these affirmations along with me out loud, along silently, or not at all. It's completely up to you, not like the love train and dancing in our exercise portion at the top of the hours, where dancing is required. But anyway, you can participate or not. Now, most of these affirmations have come from somebody in the Animal World family here. The first one comes from me and my spiritual family, and an affirmation that seriously changed my life. And it's simple and it really works. This one we are doing for ourselves as individuals. All right, here we go. And I say it three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty. Now, this one, three times, and this one we do for ourselves as an Animal World collective. This is also very powerful, and this comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, and I'm so grateful that I have this one, because boy, this shifted my life as well. Here we go, three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is the one that I want you to use for feeling good, health and well-being, when you've got to go out in the world. And I want you to go out with the idea of sharing health and well-being, not picking up contagious bugs. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. Now, this one comes from our medium and animal communicator and personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter. I'm also grateful for this one because I use it. I'm now saying it for my animals, too, and I find we all seem to go with the flow a little better when we use this affirmation. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude all of this. Doing this, this comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, actually, it is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and this, of course, we need so much. And so with this one, along with our love training, we're sending the love and the light all over the planet, and that's love and peace on earth. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now to complete and set this set of affirmations, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. Oh, all righty then. We are all prepped, spiritualized up, ready to go. And I think we have some place to go to. Start off in Kirkland. We're going to Meow Cat Rescue, and our favorite meow gal, that would be Marilyn Hendrickson, is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
And how are you doing down there? As I'm assuming the sun is out and beautiful down at your place.
Oh, it's a perfect summer morning.
Yeah, isn't it nice? It was in the 50s early this morning here. So I know it's getting warmer, but when it goes down that much at night, it really gives us a chance to cool off and have a good night's sleep. And so it really is kind of perfect, our perfect summer. And who would know it would happen on Seafair Sunday? I mean, that's like a rarity. So, if anybody doesn't know, and before we get to chatting, why don't you give us the lowdown on what Meow is?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit animal rescue group. We are in our 25th year. We, our shelter is in Kirkland. That's where we house cats and kittens. Dogs and puppies are in foster care. We have a vibrant foster program, and we're having a really good summer.
Wonderful.
We're doing a lot
wonderful.
Of adoptions. Yeah.
And I think I know you have been as close because you had to lock down like everybody else, and but things are starting to get back to more normal circumstances, and you've had the shelter open on Saturdays and Sundays, I think from 1 to 5 in the afternoons, but you've now opened a third day of the week. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully we can open a fourth day.
So you're right open. Mm-hmm. Right now, what days?
Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wonderful. And so, and now you're already looking at opening on a fourth day during the week.
We would love to. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I've got a wonderful follow-up story, Marilyn. Hopefully all of our listeners and I know you'll remember, but my friends, Dave and Pat, that rescued my farm cats that stayed in my second house at my farm when I had to move, and they were in need of kitties. And of course we found them the perfect pair, you know, at Meow. They were in foster, and my friends adopted Runyon and Franklin. The unusual thing, of course, is that Runyon one of the most obese cats I've ever seen. And and Franklin's a black and white, black with white, a tuxedo guy. And he's like a normal cat, normal size and all of that. Runyon is like, I think at his worst, Marilyn, when you guys had him, he was 28 pounds.
He was enormous. He could hardly move. It was just really sad.
Yeah. I mean, these cats get so fat, they really can't move a lot.
They can't groom themselves or anything.
Yep. Yep. And he was at that point. Now, Pat was telling me, I have to know, Marilyn, that I've gotten to meet them. And they like their Aunt Martha, who sends and prays for them every day. And so they recognized my energy. And so I got to pet and love on both of them. And anyway, they've got a really good system set up at their house, Marilyn, because they had to figure out a way to not only diet Runyon, but how to feed Franklin. So it's a cool, you know, technology wise these days, there's all kinds of stuff that has been invented to cover the bases when you have these kind of problems. So what they did, Marilyn, they got this special kind of feeder that they put Franklin's bowl in the feeder, and then it's covered. But if he walks up to the feeder and sticks his head in, it scans his microchip and it opens it.
Well, yeah, so, I've been hearing about those.
Yeah, and so he can eat his meal, and he doesn't even have to eat it all up, because if he wants to leave a little bit and come back, he can do that. And as soon as he backs up, it closes. And Runyon, of course, can't get in there because it doesn't scan his chip. Or it does, but it doesn't open for his chip. So when Dave and Pat adopted Runyon and Franklin, Runyon was, you guys at Meow or the foster had gotten him down to 26 pounds. Well, he is now, the drum roll, the good news is he's down to 22 pounds.
Well,
and
good.
You know, they have to take the weight off very, very slowly, but they're doing it, and it's successful. And now, you know, for the first time, they can see his haunches and his shoulders. And the really wonderful news is he's starting to play. You know, so it really makes a difference when you get that weight off them, that they can start to move again. Now, Pat still has to do a lot of the grooming of his lower body and rear end and that sort of thing. But he's steadily going down. He's down to 22 pounds now. And
awesome.
starting to play, and he's just a sweetheart. But Pat was saying he's got this wonderful setup at the end of their bed, a raised area where there's a cat bed, and there's a number of cat beds in the bed, and that's where he sleeps. But Pat says every once in a while he wants to come and lay on top of her. And I know I have a 15 pound cat, and when he lays on top of me, I have to be real careful, and it's under strict rules as to where he can lay on me, because it's like, okay, you know, I mean, there are certain places you don't want them putting pressure. But can you imagine it being asleep and a 22 pounds just flopping down on top of you?
Anyway, he is.
Runyon and Franklin are well loved, and they've got a great setup, and Franklin doesn't even have to be food frustrated because he has his own bowl. And Pat's a little concerned. She thinks that Runyon is hungry a lot. I couldn't remember if in what you guys did, or if there had been a lot of blood tests run on him, and I don't know if his thyroid function was checked. Do you guys routinely check that sort of thing when you have cats like this in rescue?
Yeah, his thyroid function was completely in the normal range. And luckily, his weight hadn't adversely affected his organs as of yet. So we checked in with our vet, and slow and steady wins the race in this weight loss. And they're doing it the right way. There's no rush because that would cause other problems.
Yep,
so it needs
yep.
to be very gradual. And yep, my friend, my girlfriend is their pet sitter.
Oh, really? How, mm-hmm. What a small world, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I know they're going off on they've got a big trip planned. They leave this week. They're going down to do a 10-day river rafting through the Grand Canyon.
I heard about that.
So it must be your friend will be taking care of Runyon and Franklin, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. All right. But it's a wonderful story, and it's getting more and more successful all the time. And I can't wait to see Runyon when he's back down to a reasonable weight, because he's probably going to be a real fun cat once he can really move around again. All right, looking at the time, let's take a quick time out here and take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back and chat with Marilyn about what's going on at Meow, what they need, if she's got any cool cats or dogs or puppies that we need to know about, and I'm assuming they got kittens, so we'll find that out too. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of our conversation with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We'll get back to that in just a moment. Wanted to tell you we've heard from Linda Rasmussen this hour. You can check her out. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. She and her brother, Dr. Nels, will be in the studio next week to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. She works out of the Intraspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery. She can work with you in person or remotely over the phone or Zoom. And she continues to offer a free session to anybody that calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you'd like a free session, call or text Linda Rasmussen at 206-841-1992. The other thing I'm going to mention is Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound practitioner and sound healer at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Jude needs our help. Paul, passed from COVID early on in the pandemic, and it's just starting to come back together for Jude. She is at the point, she has sold her condo in Everett. Bottom line is that she couldn't maintain the condo and the office business separately. So she's in the process of trying to congeal everything. So the condo has been sold. She will be staying there for a while, but she needs to find a rental. So, and what she's looking for is a rental in Shoreline, Edmonds, Linwood, Mount Lake Terrace. So the Shoreline, Edmonds, Mount Lake Terrace, or Linwood area. A house would be ideal. A yard for Shanti, the poodle dog, would be great. But ideally, a separate entrance to a larger room that could be the Whispering Dragon Center, and then part of the house that she would live in, or some kind of a unit like that, that there would be room for the business and for living. So if you know of anyone that has a place like this that's going to be renting or whatever, Jude would love to hear from you. And you can reach her at whispering-dragon.com is the website. And the phone number is 206-706-2836. Alrighty. So let us know if you are aware of anything. Alrighty. Let's get back to, we're talking to Marilyn at Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And what's the status? You got lots of kitties and kittens and that are looking for homes?
We do. We have a lot of kittens right now. Most of them are about 3 to 4 months old. We've got some older ones as well, some that are 9 and 10 months old. We've got a couple of young adults. So we've got a nice selection at the shelter right now.
And the wonderful thing is that they're all spayed and neutered and, all taken care of, and all that is done when you get them. That's why they're a little older when you adopt them, because they have to be old enough to have their surgeries before they're adopted. But it used to be years ago in my life, if I was going to get a cat, I'd want to get a young kitten. And I think a lot of people, I want a young kitten. But, I've found over the years, because I've had some purebred cats here and there, and the breeders would keep them longer. But, Marilyn, I found that it really makes sense to get a little older kitten than the younger ones, because they've already kind of come with some good programming. And you can be more certain of the kind of personality and that you're getting and so forth, because a lot of you can't just say, I really want a snuggly lap cat. Not all cats are snuggly lap cats. You know, some are more active and some are not. But, you know, when they're a little bit older and they've been in foster, you know, with Meow for a while, they know them better. So they'll know, you know, if they're the kind of kitty that will work for what you want.
That's absolutely right.
And you do have the shelter is filled up again. So you've got the cats and the kittens that are available for adoption are at the Kirkland shelter now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of our rooms are full. We've got cages. We've got just a really nice variety at this time.
So, okay, and so it's Seafair Sunday, but we can do Seafair at Meow this afternoon because you're open from 1 to 5, right?
That's right.
So now how's that working? Do people need to make an appointment ahead of time to come in? Do they just show up between 1 and 5? How's that working now?
Well, how it works is people are more than welcome to come in between 1 and 5. We're also doing adoptions by appointment. That means that the individuals have gone to our website, they see a cat or a kitten that they're interested in, they fill out an application, and once that's approved, we set up an actual appointment. And so we sort of compare it to if you're dining at a restaurant and you have a reservation, you're guaranteed a table and a meal. But if you just pop in, they may or may not be able to squeeze you in. Although we welcome walk-ins and we're almost always able to accommodate walk-ins. So
yeah, you just might have to wait a little bit because do you restrict the number of people that you allow into the shelter at a time?
We try to,
Okay, so you're still being cautious and keeping it as safe as possible for everybody.
We are being cautious, and we are still requiring masks.
Excellent. I am glad to hear that. I don't go anywhere. I don't interact with anyone, inside or outside, without masks. I just, you know, and I don't do anything that's going to put myself in a situation where there could be a likely exposure. I'm just not willing to roll the dice on that stuff.
So
I'm glad to hear that you're wearing masks and so forth. Now, when you said if people, see a cat or a kitten that they're interested in and so forth. But so how they do that is they go to Meow Cat Rescue website, and I believe that is meowcatrescue.org, correct?
That's correct.
And then once you get to the website, what you click on available cats or available kittens or available dogs, I mean, there's the links to click on the right thing, right?
Right. You click on, like you said, either available cats or available dogs. Then you can peruse through and see what we have. And if something, once you read a bio and that interests you, in the body of the bio at the very end, it tells you exactly what to do. There's a link for the adoption application, which you need to fill out. That's always the first step. And then it tells you the email to send it to, and then we will contact you.
Yeah, and you know, let's say that you found a cat or kitten or dog that you really liked online, and you filled out the form and have an appointment to come in to adopt. Well, that isn't etched in stone if by chance you would meet whoever it is you think you're going to adopt and for some reason it's not a match. You don't force them. You don't have to take that animal. I mean, there's plenty of other ones to choose from.
No, and that happens all the time. That actually happened yesterday. We had
someone
who had an appointment to meet a set of kittens, and they walked out with a different set of kittens.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that the match is right, but that's just the way that you start the process.
Yeah.
So what else is going on at Meow? Anything coming up we need to know about?
Not really. You know, we're still recovering from our auction.
Yeah.
And we're starting to think about our holiday events, but we're in the very early stages of that planning. So right now, our focus is on adoptions. We are looking for volunteers. We're looking for foster homes.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. It's really strange, Marilyn, but out here in this neighborhood, if people go on, I guess if they go online or somewhere and they search shelters, rescues in the area, I come up. My business, you know, Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling comes up. So I get boatloads of calls from people that, you know, found something or they're, you know, got a looking for something, that sort of thing. But I got a call from a young girl recently that wants to volunteer at a shelter or a rescue. So what she wanted to know, and I didn't know that, I've forgotten, I'm sure I knew at one time, but how old do kids have to be before they can volunteer at Meow?
They need to be 18.
Okay. This gal was 13. So the 13-year-old is too young to be able to volunteer?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is. You know, there is a very small risk of being scratched or something. And so we, 18 is the youngest age that we take.
Okay. Now, is that just a Meow policy, do you think?
You know,
or might other shelters allow younger people to volunteer?
I honestly don't know. I'm not sure.
If I were a shelter or a rescue, I would make individual choices. You know, and evaluate the kids individually. I might have an age where usually you have to be above, you know, usually you have to be 18, but if you're younger than that and responsible and all of that stuff, then we'll talk to you. I mean, that's just the way I would do it, but I don't even know if that's legal and all that sort of stuff. That's what I was asking. But for Meow, it's 18. All right, so I can pass that on.
Yeah.
All righty. So we're going to push. If you're in the market now, if you want to look at dogs, the dogs are not in the shelter. Any dogs that Meow has are in foster care, and you'd have to have an appointment. So that's where you want to go to meowcatrescue.org, click on available dogs and see what they've got. Then you can arrange to see them, but you don't go to the shelter thinking you'll see what dogs they have, because they don't house them in the shelter. They're all in foster. But you can go to the shelter to see the cats and kittens. But you can do homework ahead of time and go on to the meowcatrescue.org and search available cats and see what's available and make an appointment. And that way, for sure, you won't have to wait when you get there. So I think we've covered all the bases.
Okay.
And I hope that all goes well and you continue to have a wonderful summer and lots of great adoptions. And let's not talk about holidays too soon, Marilyn. A lot of the shopping places start Christmas in July and all of that. I turn the channel. I can't. Mm-hmm. No. It's too early for that. We're just, summer's barely happening.
Right.
All right. Let's all go adopt cats and kittens, of course, if you can be good caretakers for them. And by the way, that's how Pat found Runyon and Franklin, was going to the website and clicking on available cats. And there was something about that Runyon we just fell in love with, that big fat boy. All righty, Marilyn, thanks for being here. And we'll look forward to talking to you, yikes, in September.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye.
All righty. It means it's time to fire up the love train. This is for all of us that have been sedentary during the COVID and all of that. You were helping Aunt Martha get back into her pants because I have some that don't fit anymore. And so we got to get energy going and exercise in for the day. Get us energized up for the week. So dancing is required, folks, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, join us on the love train. We'll cruise through and pick you up. And we're spreading the love and the light all over the planet. And this is just a great way to do it. Have some fun and get some exercise. And Diane's Chiropractor says the best thing you can do to exercise your back and your body at home is dance. So that's what we're going to do. Now, I energize this up with the Yogi Energization Prayer. And here we go with that. O Infinite Spirit, Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, and we'll talk with Help Animals India in the next hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.